Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Psalm 57, verse 5. Welcome to the miracle and healing ministry of Jesus Christ. Listen now as his servant, Apostle Tanya, teaches on the Word of God. We invite you to visit us online at www.apostletanya.org.
The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to give me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen.
Let us now move on to hearing the voice of God. This particular teaching, I'm just going to be very brief, and this will conclude this teaching on leadership and intercession and hearing the voice of God. I am going to, by thy spirit, teach on hearing the voice of God in a more longer length of time soon. It is not thy Lord's will that I spend too much time on this matter. Let us read Psalms 24, verse 6. I hope you have found it by now. I move a little slower. Sometimes I'm just caught up. Psalms 24, verse 6. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. This is a very profound verse that is very dear to me. We must seek thy Lord for him, for his heart to be close to him, for intimacy with him. That must precede us desiring to hear thy voice, hear the voice of thy Lord. Amen. And so I think this is a wonderful scripture to meditate on, to really get hungry. If you're feeling like, oh, I'm not really sure, just meditate on that word and thy Lord will come upon you and give you the hunger that you need to continue to seek after him and seek his face and his heart and sing psalms and worship him and bless him and remember him throughout your day as you're busy. And he will cause you to hear his voice. That is a two-way conversation, constantly thinking of him and constantly setting your love upon him. Amen. And as children of the Lord, our first love must be fellowshipping and seeking him. That should be the first thing that we set out to do in the morning. When we awake, the first thing should be whatever you say to the Lord as soon as your eyes of mercy have been opened. I just thank him a few words and then I go into prayer when I get the strength. Sometimes I am so tired, but I don't normally I do not. I communicate with no one. No, absolutely not one human being can say that they speak to me at all in the morning time. And we have a ministry, but that's the time of the Lord. I don't seek talking to anyone until after I have had my time with seeking and spending time with thy Lord. Reading the word of God, worshiping and obedience unto thy Lord will open our hearts to hear the still small voice of the Lord God for his strategic instructions given to us into war. Let me repeat that. Reading the word of God, worshiping and obedience unto thy Lord will open our hearts to hear the still small voice of the Lord for his strategic instructions given to war. Even in the army, the soldiers have commanders, sergeants, the privates have to submit to that sort of order and rank in the army. They replicate what's in heaven. That order is first in heaven. And so as soldiers, even in the army of the Lord and warring for him, we can't go out to war legally in the spirit without having our armor, and most importantly, without first receiving instructions on how to war. And so we have to seek him, and reading the word is seeking him, and reading the word, he may speak more to you than hearing his voice. And I love to, even when I hear him, I love to confirm that word in the word. I love that part. And so that really, really confirms how to pray. And it'll give you the assurance to pray. We must never enter into warfare without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, because that's another spirit and that is of the flesh. I implore you never to enter into war. The Holy Spirit has not legislated for you to do so. That is a very dangerous place in the realm, and that is a place where many have fallen, many soldiers have fallen, and have not recovered from sicknesses and witchcraft assignments sent against them to not be successful and to be deceased. Amen. Take fast the instructions that thy Holy Spirit giveth unto you to go to war. Wait to hear his counsel. Again, I'm repeating some things because I like repetition. Repetition causes it to really get in your spirit and really be strong with this area of ministry. And you cannot not be strong in intercession. Wait to hear his counsel and receive his instructions before going into war. Keep notes, keep a prayer journal, keep your phone. I like to use my phone when I'm rushing and I'm busy. Lately, I use my phone often to write my notes in. And when I have my downtime, I'll catch up. I have notes in the phone and I have notes in the journal. For years, I've been doing it this way, and I need to catch up with the journal part. But I always ensure that I have backup of my notes. I really enjoy showing the Lord that I appreciate him and I honor him, taking time to speak to me.